Good morning. See you all here this morning. This is Brother Wilmer Kaufman here this morning with the morning devotional. My phone number here is 484-919-8850. 484-919-8850. This morning I'd like to look at John 14:1-3. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Been very inspired by these few verses here in John. And there are several points here this morning that I'd like to get out of it here. It does seem like he's referring to bringing his bride to himself. It makes a picture of someone that's going to another country, and he is preparing his bride to come later on. this mansions, it says many mansions, and you know, over the years, in the past years, I should say, looking at this verse, I would look at the mansions and I would look at preparing this place, these mansions that we can have over there. But you know, I'm seeing something here in my later years here, or the last while, I should say. This is a little like a young man going to build a house, and he's looking forward to getting married. He's looking forward to bringing his bride into this home, and while he's looking forward to this, he is putting extra special care and. While he builds this house, he's making it a special place for his bride. And, you know, we can easily see that picture. But, you know, the picture doesn't stop there. It says in John 14:3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. You see, when the young man building that house, he has this picture in his mind. And the picture that he has in his mind is how happy his bride is going to be. And he envisions a happy marriage. He envisions a togetherness in that home. You know, the beauty of that home soon fades away if there's no relationship there. If there's no intimate relationship between this young man and his young bride. But the thing that he's looking forward to is a relationship. The beauty of, like I said, the beauty of the home soon fades away if there's no relationship there. In fact, the very center of the beauty of that home is the intimate relationship between two people. And that is between the bride and the bridegroom. And that is that same relationship is what Jesus wants. That is what he wants from us. He wants that relationship between us and him. Yes, he talks about going and preparing these mansions for us. But What I see here is his biggest delight is that we will be there with him. And it says, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may also be. So, and when you look through the scriptures and you start studying up the verses with the word bride in it, and you start reading in around those verses, you see that kind of heart coming out in all of the verses. You know, it was intended for us. One thing that I've discovered is that the more that we discover about Jesus, the more that we discover about our Heavenly Father, the more there is to be discovered. And as we discover more, there's more to be discovered. But I've also found that in marriage, as a husband and a wife start caring for each other, they start caring very deeply for each other. And there is an intimate relationship there in a way that they not only care for the exteriors, but when they really care deep down for each other, and they begin to discover each other, there is a discovering of each other that when you begin to discover that about each other, that you find that there's just so much more to discover. And the more that you discover about each other, the more there is to discover. Marriage, I believe here on the earth, I truly believe is the most beautiful thing that can happen here on earth. The sad thing is that statistics show that only 3% of the marriages on the globe today are experiencing what God really intended to be experienced in marriage. It's a deep relationship. You know, in all marriage struggles, if from what I've seen so far, from all marriage struggles, is usually on exterior things. When a couple starts seeing each other in a heart level, once they start seeing each other in a deep way, the exterior differences, the things that really don't matter that much, fade away. This is the kind of relationship that Jesus wants. He wants a deep, deep relationship where we, as his bride, can continually discover him, and he is continually, in a deep way, revealing himself to us. And that beautiful relationship between him and his bride can be there. And that relationship begins today. That relationship does not begin after we are called home, so to speak. In fact, I think it's in Matthew, he says that not all that say, Lord, Lord, will enter in. Because some that say, Lord, Lord, he doesn't know them. So there is a way of going through life here and having the Lord's name on our lips, having the word on our lips, and yet not knowing him. That relationship he wants with us. And we are to have that relationship today. I believe that relationship begins today. Just like to read at several places here for us in Matthew 22:2. It says, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. And then it goes on in that story, which you are welcome to look that up. That is in Matthew 22:2. In 2 Corinthians 11:2, it says, for I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you with one husband, that I might present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Ephesians 5:25. It speaks about husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And it goes on to say there in verse 28, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies, that he loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning church, concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. It says here that this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. And then he goes on to reveal that great mystery. You know, in so many cases already, where there was a void in a marriage, the wives have been created by God with a longing to be loved. And the men or the husbands have been created by God to be reverenced. And what happens so many times is when there's a void in a marriage, the wife begins longing so much for love, starts giving love to her husband, which a husband does need love. However, that is not his main thing that he needs. He needs reverence. And in the same time, where there's a void in the marriage, the husband might start to reverence his wife because he longs for reverence himself, which can be translated to respect. And does a wife need respect? Yes, she does. But that is not the main thing that a wife longs for. The main thing that the wife longs for is love. But the Lord has created us in that way. And it says, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. We, as the bride of Christ, if we can have that awe, that reverence towards him, and that kind of heart towards him, and he loves us like the bridegroom loves the bride. It's a beautiful, beautiful picture here. When we go further here, let me see here, let's go back. It goes on to Revelations The next place that I'd like to read here is in Revelation 19:7-9. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the white linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Let's go on to Revelations 21:9. I find this very interesting here. In Revelations 21 and 22, it does give us a little peep window of heaven. And so many times, and even for myself, go into those chapters and get lost in that great city that it's talking about. But there's a key thing here that he's talking about. Here in Revelations 21:9, it goes on to describe this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful city. But as he is winding down here in the end of Revelations 21, in 21, you know, it explains what it does. It's describing this this beautiful place. But then in verse 24, I just find this so interesting. This is the key thing that he's looking at. He's not, what I'm getting out of it here is, yes, he took quite a few verses here to describe the city, this beautiful place. But there's a little key right here in 21:24, and the nations, it says, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth to bring their glory and honor to it. He goes on to say, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of nations into it. It goes on to say in verse 27, and there shall in no wise enter into anything that defileth neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This is the beautiful bride that Jesus went to prepare these mansions for, is for this beautiful bride that he already has a sweet, deep discovering of each other relationship. Let us, the encouragement, I guess, for today would be that we would, in a new and a fresh way, discover our Lord Jesus Christ, the husband, the bridegroom, that is eagerly awaiting his that marriage supper. And let us pray for each other. Just an encouragement for us to look forward to this day when we can all gather home and be in that that great feast, that marriage feast, that day when that marriage supper will be, not sure how to word that, but to that great and glorious day of coming together face to face with Jesus Christ himself. So when we look at, to me, these verses here in John 14, 1 to 3, have taken a deeper meaning for me. Yes, he did go to prepare the mansions, but that is not what he is mostly excited about. What he is excited about is he will come again. Yes, someday Jesus is going to come again, and he is going to take, he's going to receive his own to himself, his bride to himself. And that is what it seems like he's looking forward to, that where I am, there ye may be also. Praise the Lord, and I wish you a great day.